5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Man, I like when we can start shows, like when we pack a punch to start the show. And I don't know that many pack a better punch than this guy right here, CSU men's head basketball coach, Nico Medved. Coach, it is always fun to get you on the program. It's been too long already.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Brady. And yeah, it's that time of year, and it's good to be back and good to be talking some hoops.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just, there's reports coming out every single day about what the Rams are picked to do, players picked to finish this way. David Roddy, of course, Isaiah Stevens, you know, the preseason polls coming out, picking the Rams to win the Mountain West. This Mountain West Conference, Coach, it's going to be absolutely crazy, isn't it?
I do. I feel like it's going to be as deep as I can remember. And I think I look at almost every program in the league, and you can say that, well, I think they got a chance to be better. So I think you're going to see a lot more depth. I think you also have, like everywhere else in the country, that phenomenon of adding fans back. So home court becomes something again like it wasn't last year. And if you follow the Mountain West, you know, going to the Pit, it's a tough place to play. Going to Thomas and Mack with fans, a tough place to play. I mean, I could go on and on, but it should be a really fun year, and we're looking forward to it.
Coach, do you feel any sense of pressure? Because, you know, over the last couple of years, we've just seen this Rams program continue to grow. And according to all the experts out there, picks, and we all know this, I mean, your program, it wasn't a secret last year. It's certainly not a secret now. Do you feel any extra sense of pressure going into this season with all the high expectations?
I mean, you know, to me, pressure is a privilege, you know, and if you have pressure it's because you're in a big game, right, where you want to be. I mean, as a competitor, I think you've got to want that and thrive for that. So no, I don't look at it that way. I think, you know, all the preseason talk and the polls and the attention and all that stuff, it's great. We're going to find out for real here, right, in less than 2 weeks. For every team in the country. And, you know, we've been a team the last few years that's maybe outperformed some people's expectations. And I didn't think preseason polls mattered then. And they really don't now. We know how difficult it's going to be and how we have to earn it. But, you know, Brady, at the same time, I think it's also cool. And I told our guys this, every one of these players and coaches, when they came here, we had a vision of the program we wanted to be, and we wanted to be in a place where expectations were high, where we felt like we could compete at the highest level of our league and have a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. That's what everybody wanted, and that's where we sit, you know, today. So again, to me, that's a privilege, and that's a testament to their hard work, and I think we have to embrace that, you know. And by embracing that doesn't mean by any stretch you arrived. I mean, my God, we this is going to be a war, and every game's going to be difficult. But I think we're ready for that and excited to get going.
You know, this roster, I mean, we're getting so used to this roster, bringing pretty much everybody back with a couple of really good additions. I'll get your thoughts on Chandler Jacobs, too. What does that mean to you, Coach? Because we're in this day and age where, I mean, I refreshed the Twitter box there and someone's entering the transfer portal. I mean, you have a tight-knit group.
We do. I think guys believe in what we're doing. They believe in each other. I think that guys feel like they're getting better as individuals, they're getting better as a team, and guys feel like they can accomplish, you know, all the goals that they want right here. And I think that that's awesome, and we're excited about that. And that's the thing with this group is we've got great guys and we've got talent. We've got some experience, you know, some older guys, and we also have continuity. And I think that's a good blend and hopefully one that'll get us through this tough slot of games we have.
Yeah, I'll ask you about that non-conference schedule soon, too. And obviously, the Mountain West schedule is going to be crazy. So you guys will certainly be battle-tested throughout the course of the season. David Roddy, such a great guy, Coach. Is he like one of the most unique basketball players that you've ever coached and been around? He's got such a unique skill set. And obviously, his body type's kind of different than what you see in most players at his position.
Yeah, he's the most unique that I've ever coached. And I always say it, he's one that could and can and does legitimately play all five positions on the court. And he can play bigger when he needs to. He can play smaller and skilled when he needs to. And he's very unique and just continues to get better and better. And I think he's had a terrific off season, and I think that as we're getting closer and closer, he keeps stringing together great days and great practices. And you know, typically when you do that, those things show up in a game. And so I'm really excited for him, and he's clearly one of our leaders. And and you know, Brady, when your best players are your best people, that's what makes my job so fun, and that's really what gives us the chance to have the kind of team that we have.
I think it's just so telling about your program, Coach. I asked David the other day. I said, "Hey, who's your best friend on the team?" And he just lists everybody on the roster. I mean, he went down the entire roster, and I just that's special. I mean, I know you know, some people go, "Oh, well, I don't think they're just being nice." No, you could see it. He's listing everybody and why he considers them to be so close. And I mean, that just says more and more about what you guys have been building these last few years.
I think that's great. I'm happy to hear him say that. I think the other thing with this group that I've loved is how competitive they are. And you know, if you come and watch us practice, these guys get after each other, and it can get, you know, tense at times. And but they never carry that off the floor. You know, they take a look and hey, we're here to make each other better. We're here to compete. And you know, you should want that from your teammate, you know, to get after you, to make it to make you better. And those guys are able to do that, to compete, but then, you know, they leave that in the gym and you know, off the court, they care about each other as people and their friends. And we have a lot of fun together too. So it's a fun group that way. And it's going to be a fun journey this year. And hopefully, you know, every season you go through, you have adversity, Brady, you have ups and downs. And what you hope is it's that that chemistry and character of these guys that allow us to get through those things and make us stronger.
We're talking to head coach for the Colorado State Rams, Nico Medved. Coach, talk to us about Chandler Jacobs. I mean, this is certainly a case. We're talking about David Roddy, Isaiah Stevens. I mean, the list, Kendall Moore, the list goes on and on of great players. And then you just bring in another stud. I heard you on a recent podcast say you think that Chandler Jacobs could be the best athlete in the conference.
He's a terrific athlete. He's long, quick, strong. He's obviously an older guy, you know, having already played 4 years of college basketball. And he just, you know, as he's finding his role on this team and what we need him to do and how he fits in and, you know, where he gets his shots, how he can help us on both ends of the floor. He's a great young man. And I really think he's got a chance to be a big part of what we're doing this year. And so he's been really good so far, along with a lot of other guys. And I tell you what, you know, my job is difficult this year deciding playing time, and but that's a good thing with how competitive it's been.
I always think head coaches, that's such a challenge too when you have so many great players. It's awesome, but like you just said, it's also going to present a very unique challenge as far as playing time and making sure, you know, you get guys kind of in their rhythm.
Yeah, absolutely. Every team is different, Brady. You know, yeah, we have a lot of guys coming back, the majority of our roster from last year, and there's some things that you take away from that, but what you realize is every season stands on its own. This is a new year, a new group of guys playing a new schedule, and just that there's going to be a different chemistry with this group, and I think we still are going to need to figure that out a little bit as we get playing these games. You know, I don't know that any team in the country is a finished product that way starting the season, even if they have a lot of guys coming back, just like we do. There's still a journey that you have to go through. And I think that, you know, roles will be different in some ways this year, maybe lineups, substitution patterns, those things. And just because it's a certain way in the first game doesn't mean it's going to be like that in February. I think that those things evolve and change throughout the season as well. But I think that's something that we're excited about. And the guys have just been terrific so far in practice, bringing it every day and have had a great mindset. I know they're ready to get going.
Man, Coach, I'm taking a look at this schedule again. I've looked at it before, but just I keep forgetting how much of a monster non-conference schedule this is. Obviously, starting things off Oral Roberts. You look down, St. Mary's is there. Alabama's there. This is a crazy schedule. And like we said, I mean, you guys, you're going to know a heck of a lot about your basketball team well before you get into conference play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you start with the first game of the season, Oral Roberts. I've been watching film on, you know, them and through last year in the NCAA tournament. They might be as hard of a team to guard that we'll play all season. So they pose a ton of problems that way. And obviously it's a confident team. It was in the Sweet 16 last year and has one of the best guards in the country on their team. But I think that's awesome for us, you know, to just come right out of the gate and challenge ourselves. And you can go on and on from there. But we're going to learn a lot about ourselves. We're going to have challenge ourselves against great competition, and we'll learn from it and grow from it. And hopefully we'll pick up some wins along the way.
Talking to Coach Nico Medved for the Colorado State Rams. And again, Coach, last one on the Mountain West Conference. I mean, this conference, we're talking in a day, you know, with football, constant realignment and putting yourself in the best position. And you know, football is what it is. But when you look at this program and you look at the Mountain West Conference as a whole, it sure doesn't feel like a mid-major. This feels like a monster conference.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at college basketball, I don't think this is a mid-major league. I mean, you're one of the best players in our league. You're a pro. You know, there's pros in this league. There's men. There's terrific coaches. There's big-time home court advantages of communities that care deeply about college basketball and have great tradition. It's a fun league that way. And I thought last year, even though there were no fans, you know, the television package that we have, you know, with Fox and CBS, I think saw so many more games on you know, network linear television, on national linear television, and I think that that's really going to continue to help the profile of the league. So yeah, I don't look at like that at all, and I think this is a multiple bid league and one that's going to continue to go in that direction.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up about the TV deal too. That's a unique opportunity now for more chances for Rams fans to watch you guys.
Absolutely. And I haven't counted, but we have, you know, a lot of games on FS1 this year and CBS. And I think that's a great thing for our fans. And it's a great thing for the brand of the program and the league and the school and all those things. So, I think the Mountain West is continuing to be on the rise. And again, great coaches, talented players, and just great communities to really care and support basketball.
Coach, I almost slipped and asked you what you were doing, what your plans for Halloween were, but you guys are going to be pretty busy.
We'll be pretty busy. We got first exhibition game at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and people can come out, and still plenty of time to get home and trick or treat. So my day is already planned, Brady. A little bit of hoops, trick or treating, hopefully it's Sunday's a really good day here.
Yeah, no question about it. Last one for you. I'm watching the clips of Coach Farouk Manesh and David Roddy going at it. Who's winning that battle every day?
Oh, man. I mean, God bless Coach Farouk Manesh, but I hope David's taking it to him, because that's a no contest right there. So, yeah.
I love that. I love seeing it. Coach, always appreciate you. Love this program. And I mean it when I say it. Your coaching staff, your players. I mean, you got a great feel. There's no question that fans love this team. But, man, the personalities, it's so fun to get to know all you guys.
Well, I really appreciate it. And I'm glad to hear that. And now, you know, now that we finally have the opportunity, come on, fans, get out and support these guys. Let's get out here to the Moby Arena and buy tickets and come and cheer these guys on, and let's build a great home court environment here. And they're worth cheering for, and Moby's such a fun place to watch a game when there's a great atmosphere.
No question. I agree. Fill that place up. Make that a special place throughout the course of the season. Coach, we'll catch up with you soon. We'll see you soon. Plan to get out to several games this year, so that'll be exciting. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate it.
All right. That's CSU head men's basketball coach Nico Medved. Exhibition game against Adams State on Sunday. That's 1 o'clock. And it is worth – look at all this, man. So they got a local deal with the Denver station, KCDO. So Channel 3, that's going to be on a lot of you know, their home games and stuff. Stadium will carry that Oral Roberts game. Have you watched a game on Stadium yet, Angel?
I have not.
It's free. I had no idea. My wife figured it out, and then she, like I said, she zapped it up onto the TV. I was watching Rams football. I can't remember which game it was. But so there's an opportunity to watch that Oral Roberts game. And then you look at this as you get into the Mountain West. I mean, they got FS1 several times. I'm seeing 8 times right there. CBS Network. So there's going to be no excuse not to see this team throughout the course of the season. It's going to be absolutely fun. And we announced this yesterday through a press release, but we will be doing the David Roddy show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Yeah, Susan and Cheryl like that. David Roddy is the best basketball player in the state. He's the best player on this in this conference. And Medved just said, if you're the best player in the Mountain West, you're a pro. You're a pro. So that, yeah, there's no doubt David Roddy's going to be playing at the next level. What level is that, though? That's, I guess, we'll see. This is going to be a big year for him. But we'll be doing that program on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. And David is an amazing dude. He is a great guy. So getting to know him just in our dealings the last couple of months, getting this show set, has been really, really fun to get to know him. All right, we'll take a short break. 20 minutes after the hour, the Broncos, Kenny Young, he doesn't sound extremely thrilled about being a Bronco. Well, you go from a 6-1 team to a 3-4 team that nobody knows what the hell they're going to do. Our Power to Play Sports poll question is Broncos question. I'm just asking it outright. You guys think I'm crazy. Are the Broncos going to finish the season with a winning record? We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.